Dave in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVOE News Time is 8:35. It is Newsmaker 2 time, and we're having our second update on the Radical Life Champions fundraising effort, which actually got underway was the day of we had Radical Life in with us last week. So it's been ongoing for close to a week now. We're pleased to have with us Lori Tovar, Jamie Cooper, and Jackie Ambrose. We're all part of this year's campaign. Lori, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. How are you, Jackie?
Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Good to see you. And Jamie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Awesome. All right, Lori, we'll start with you because as we mentioned kind of in between and kind of off mic, Lori is the quote-unquote grizzled old veteran when it comes to Radical Life on-air matters with us, and I don't think she appreciated that conversation point, but she's been in with us most here over the last couple of years versus our other guests. So for folks that did listen to the program last time or they maybe missed it, talk a little bit about Radical Life and specifically the Radical Life Champions fundraising effort now.
Okay. Well, Radical Life is a nonprofit in town that we help to support and stabilize families so that they keep their kids in the home and can make those changes in their lives to better their lives and their kids' lives for the future. The Radical Champions is a fundraiser we do. This is the second year we've done it. And what we do is we invite people from the community to come in and raise awareness and funds for us.
And you have a number of Radical Life Champion team members. This would be individuals, pairs, or teams that we went through here last week. But this is kind of working on a compressed timetable, if memory serves me correctly.
It is. We kicked off Friday, October 4th, and we go through November 7th. So it's about 6 weeks of just hit it and raise awareness and money for
good
6
deal.
Weeks.
Awesome. Jackie, I'm going to shift over to you here because I have to ask, and I'm going to be asking Jamie too, so you're aware. What got you connected to Radical Life and what got you willing to do the Radical Life Champions fundraising effort?
Well, my husband, he works within like the legal system here in town and has had a lot of interaction with foster families and the agencies involved and that sort of thing. And so he had gotten pulled in by Lindsay Smith with Radical Life, kind of helping them out. And he came home and was just sort of raving about
really?
All that they do and their outcomes that they were seeing and stuff like that. And so it was very easy to get excited about that because I think it's just too easy to complain, oh, the system's failing people, or, you know, the system this and that. And so I think that when you can see something that is actually proactive instead of reactive, something that can help families and get them on the right footing, you can see that the outcomes are there. I think it's a no-brainer. Like, it's so easy to be supportive of what they're doing. And so, I was all in even before I was ever asked to do anything, but I was a champion last year. So mm-hmm. that was kind of my first foray into Radical Life. And then since then, we've been involved with their Monday night stuff a little bit. And so, yeah, we're just back. I'm excited. My whole family's involved this year.
All right. I'm going to ask, because this wasn't on my radar of questions to ask you, but how did last year's Radical Life Champions fundraising venture for you, how did that maybe shape how you're doing things this year?
Well, We didn't know what we were doing. I didn't know what I was doing, but we went for it, and my kids got involved. They realized how passionate about it I was, and so they wanted to help, and we started having them make little treats, and I made little videos of it, and they did voiceovers for their videos and shared about what
TikTok
they were.
Are they on somewhere by chance?
They are on like YouTube and Facebook,
okay,
yeah. And
cool.
So like their little voices talking about, you know, what they were making for Radical Life and what Radical Life is and does, and it was just a massive like appeal, like cute little kids talking about something, and so people were listening, and so that's shaped my approach this year because I'm like, well, obviously my kids have to be involved. So technically it's Chris and I that are, you know, the Radical Champion team, but my kids are involved this year pretty big. So
what have they done as far as the video front for you this time around? Or is that kind of developing over the next few weeks as
it
you
is,
go?
It's developing. But my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's 8. Edie has been making bag charms and backpack charms. So she's already, for like weeks, she's been, you know, working on her projects and she's getting her arsenal ready. all the things she's going to sell. My son loves to paint, so he wants to do paintings and sell paintings. We just recently learned he's colorblind, so that just like...
Serious?
Yes, it just... I'm not fully colorblind, but like struggling with some of that. And so it just warms my heart that he still loves art, loves this, and wants to do this. And they're really cute. They're good paintings. And then my youngest daughter is going to make some necklaces as well. So
awesome.
They're all just sort of thinking through what they're going to do, and I'm kind of thinking through because I'm sort of their... I'm their momager, I guess. So when it comes to making their videos, it's me. But they get to have their cute little voices and, you know, do their thing. So, yeah, kind of thinking that through.
Awesome. Good deal. Jamie, what got you connected to Radical Life and specifically the fundraising campaign?
Well, that's really easy because I can look right here at Lori. And Lori would be the start of how I even knew about Radical Life. And then you can add Lindsay in, and if you know both of them, just their passion shines through, their passion to help people, help our community. And so it was easy to kind of catch that. It was contagious. And so I watched from afar, kind of Facebook, and watched what they were doing, watched the ways it was drawing people in, and then saw a need to serve a meal.
Yeah.
And it's real easy to serve a meal. And I just started doing that one meal at a time with my friend Jenny. And then my daughters are quick to jump in there and help. Even my husband. I think food is an easy way.
Food's an in, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It is. So I do that once a month. And it's just a really fun way to get in there and to be able to just help people smile when they come through, make a connection. And so that's where I started.
What is your fundraising approach this time around? What are some of the things that you either have already in the hopper or some of the things that may be coming here soon?
Okay, well, I've got that one. That one's easy. We're going to do an online auction.
Oh, okay, cool.
Going to kick off on Friday and then finish up Sunday evening at 7. So we're just doing that through my Facebook page.
Okay.
I actually watched someone else do this very successfully, and just including like a lot of our community, like people and businesses that do things and do things well. And so asking them to donate an item. And so then we're going to do that as a silent auction style.
Okay, cool deal. Jamie Cooper, Lori Tovar, Jackie Ambrose joining us, Radical Champions. Our focus here this Wednesday morning. Jamie, I'm going to ask you how rewarding it is to be part of this, whether it's through the fundraising side, which is now full bore now, whether it's through the meal that you and your family have been serving on a regular basis, and just to see the folks going through the program. How rewarding is it for you to be involved with it like that?
It's extremely rewarding. It's easy to be a part of something you see being successful. I see the people that come in every week, whether they're a part of the program or they're there to share or educate. It feels like a community. It feels like we're helping walk alongside one another and for everyone to get better. It doesn't get any better than that.
How about you, Jackie?
Yeah, I think, you know, it is rewarding to see the process. But I think more than that, it's just about loving people. And so loving others and just treating them the way that we all want to be treated. And so creating a home for them, creating a safe space for them. And like Jamie said, I mean, we're like the smile patrol on Mondays when you get to serve a meal. Like, that's what I tell my group that comes with me. They are so great. They come in and help serve. And I just feel like your job is to smile. Like, that's it. And so I think sometimes you just, when your head's down and you're trying to just make it, you don't smile, and you don't even get to look up. And so to be able to just look up, you see someone smiling at you, they smile back. And I think, you know, like a smile can change a life. So it's so fun.
Lori, for folks that would like more information about Radical Champions, how do they get that information?
You can go to our website. It's radicallifeemporia.com. And we have all of our champions listed there with their pictures and what they're going to do if they've told us what they're going to do. So you can go there. You can donate directly from that page as well. And look out for our champions. They'll be out and about doing their thing for the next 5 weeks now. So,
outstanding. Well, did we leave any stones unturned? Anything else that we need to bring up here this morning?
I just wanted to say, as I was listening to both Jamie and Jackie talk about what it's like to serve a meal, we hear our families all the time say that they don't feel like they matter in our community. They don't feel like they have a voice in our community, or they're not seen in the community. So to have people like Jamie and Jackie come in and the other people that we have come in and serve meals every week, that is just one piece of showing our families that, yes, there are people in our community that care and they want to come in and help you. So it's huge what they do.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thanks much for joining us. Best of luck here with the Radical Champions campaign, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you guys here soon.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Awesome. Our guests on the Newsmaker 2 here today, Jamie Cooper, Lori Tovar, Jackie Ambrose, all associated with the Radical Life, Radical Champions campaign. It is 8:45 on KVOE, live and local.
Yeah, thank you all for all you're doing. Doing great work there here in our community. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 8:46.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Hurricane Milton churns towards Florida's west coast, officials there are warning time is running out to leave. FEMA insists it'll be ready. ABC's Karen Travers has